Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. UFOs and ETs, unidentified flying objects and extraterrestrials. What are they? Are they real or is all this just crazy talk? What happened at Area 51? And have people actually been abducted by aliens? Well, a new documentary, The Hidden Hand, Alien Contact, and the Government Cover-Up, looks at these controversial issues in depth. It won the Philip K. Dick Award, and I'm very pleased to have director, cinematographer James Carman by telephone from the United Nations building in New York City to tell us more about it. Hi, James.
Hey, Daniel. How are you doing?
Very good. How are you?
Good.
So, your film looks at U.S. government documents from the military and the State Department all about UFOs. So, what is the U.S. government's official policy on UFOs and ETs?
Basically, that they don't exist.
So, if they don't...
That's the official policy in that there are, you know, a few unexplained phenomenon, but they don't pose a national security threat, and so we should just not think about it.
No, not worry about it.
And that's in contrast to other many other countries, including Canada, who have released their UFO files, and some of them are quite a bit more interesting. You know, England's released some files, Russia, a lot of countries in South America, New Zealand, Denmark. So, you know, these other countries, from what they're releasing, you can see that there is something really going on, and that the air forces, the militaries of the world were actually engaging with these UFOs.
So that's the official U.S. policy. Are you saying that there's also a huge quantity of unreleased data and unreleased documents?
It's enormous, the unreleased data, because after Nixon was put out of office, they created something called the Freedom of Information Act. And while Carter was in office for like 4 years, there was a short window where we actually had access to official documents. And then, you know, that's where it came out that, you know, there were official documents from the CIA and the FBI and from the highest branches of the military that were dealing with the UFO and that were actually very concerned about it.
So UFOs are technically, I mean, by definition, unidentified flying objects. So that's a good reason for the Air Force, for example, to be interested in them. But what makes people believe that UFOs are aliens from another planet or another world?
If you see something that's, like nowadays, I think that we have very advanced technology. And so you can't always, just because it's something that doesn't look like an airplane and behaves differently, you can't say necessarily it's from another planet. But, like, you know, if you have reports in the 50s and the 40s, and even in Tehran, there was a huge UFO flap in the 70s where they had F-16s chasing after one, trying to shoot them down, and with eyewitness reports from the pilots, and then it'll just, in the blink of an eye, make a right turn and disappear. Then there's nothing that we had that could do that. And so I think there's so many reports that this happened, and also radar reports that we've had. They're called fast walkers in terms of if you're monitoring them by radar, that it's easy to see that there's something there. And if you don't know what it is, then you have to make a theory. I mean, some people say that they're from other dimensions. Some people say they're from inner Earth or these cavernous places inside the Earth, and then some people say they're from other planets. So I don't know what else you would. You could have other theories, but I mean, those are the three main ones.
Okay, so let's talk about Area 51. It's famous or infamous Air Force base in Western U.S. with high security zones. So what's the connection that your film talks about between Area 51 and spottings of UFOs or extraterrestrials?
Started out that's close to, that was kind of a proving ground for a lot of the exotic aircraft that were being tested, a lot of the stealth aircraft and even more exotic aircraft that exist. And, you know, they would always say, well, it doesn't exist. And then now even President for the first time, President Obama was the first president to actually mention Area 51 and say that it existed. So it's interesting the way how it never existed, and now they say that it does exist. I mean, in terms of what is actually out there, different people have different stories. Some people say that there is ET craft that have been shot down or crashed and that they've reverse engineered out there, and they give testimony that this has happened. There's some people that say there's actually even an alien base out there, and that there is kind of a technology exchange. So there's a lot of stories, but I can't say for sure exactly what's happening out there, because it's impossible to even get close to it. If you even get close to it, you can be killed. It's not like, you know, you can just be, there's signs posted everywhere. If you keep going, you're going to be shot, basically.
So your film also deals a lot with people who say they've had encounters with aliens, and you divide them into two categories, the abductees and the contactees. So talk about abductees.
Well, divided into three
categories. Oh, three categories, sorry.
And so the contactees, they're people who have experience with what they call extraterrestrial life, alien life, and that it's positive, that they've learned and benefited from these contacts, and it's opened them up spiritually and even scientifically in some instances. And then there's what we call experiencers who have had these experiences, but they don't know how to relate to it, really. They just say, we've had these experiences, but they can't say whether they've been good or bad. It's just been strange. And then you have, like, abductees who've been taken either from their cars in the middle of the day, or from a beach, or from their houses in the middle of the night, and they've had procedures that have been done on them. Sometimes they've had sperm and ova that have been taken from them, and these different kind of psychological, sexual experiments done on them. And for them, it's usually pretty horrific.
So, from the 1990s to the 1960s, psychologists have talked about this totally unrelated, a different phenomenon where people under hypnosis swear they witnessed massive sacrifices of babies in satanic rituals. And the psychologists say, these didn't really happen. No babies disappeared. It was just spurred by moral panic. So it's an illusion. So could the same thing be applied to UFO contact experiences, or is it different?
It could be. But the thing is like, even with what you're talking about is satanic ritual abuse, if you have that theory, that doesn't mean it never happens. And indeed, it does happen sometimes. It has happened. So if some people confabulate, that doesn't mean everyone's confabulating. And, some people that have been abducted, it's not like there have not been cases where there have been witnesses. A very famous case is where was Travis Fulton. He was working he was taken, and there were four witnesses. So you can't say that it's all confabulation.
Right. So how did you convince the abductees to appear in your film?
Well, I just offered it to them, and a lot of them, they wanted to talk about it, they wanted to get it off their chest. There's one woman who didn't appear in the film, but I interviewed her, and she's 87 years old. She was born in Puerto Rico. She worked as a nurse and a missionary in Haiti and Nicaragua all of her life, and she's had these experiences all of her life, and she never could speak about it. And when she actually got it off her chest, she was crying, because for her it was such a relief, and she was so grateful that she could talk about it. And she died literally a couple weeks after that.
Wow.
And then again, there's people you set up interviews with, and then at the last minute they say, no, I can't do it. And then you set up another one, and they don't do it, and they don't. And it's just because they're so frightened that then they cancel out at the end.
So before, you mentioned that nowadays there's much more satellite, Google, handheld cameras, cell phones, everything else. So people taking pictures is ubiquitous. It's everywhere. So do you think this has led or will lead to more sightings or fewer sightings, just because there's so much overlap with everyone else?
Well, I think it's led to more sightings, or at least more filming of sightings. Every year, just in the U.S., you have over 13,000 UFO sightings reported.
13,000?
Yeah. And, all over the world, there's even more. And so, and still there's flaps going on, where just recently in Bremen in Germany, there was a UFO, and they had to stop air traffic for a couple hours. The same thing happened a couple times in China, where major airports were shut down because of UFO. And it happened at Chicago O'Hare Airport, I think, in 2006 or 2007. I can't remember. But it happened.
So tell me about some of the alternate theories of what people are seeing.
The one alternate theory is that it's basically very advanced U.S. technology, Russian technology, and they have kind of a physics that most people don't know about. And let's say the militaries and the intelligence agencies of the world, they don't want to let it come out, because then they won't have that kind of a military advantage anymore. That would be in terms of anti-gravitics and free energy, that kind of stuff. So whoever has that technology, you know, if it's like a secret portion, I'd say almost like a breakaway civilization of humanity that has that doesn't want to share it with the rest of humanity, just so they can keep control. Or you have, like, say, extraterrestrials who have come here, or there's a lot of people say it could be ultra-dimensional or interdimensional beings that come into this space, and that would explain why they're able to just appear and disappear in the blink of an eye.
And so after all this research, finally, what is your personal opinion about this? What do you believe?
Well, I think that there's definitely something afoot. I think that most of the people who say that they've experienced something, that they are credible. I don't think they're lying. You know, I don't think that you could say that they're always telling the truth. They know the truth, but the thing is from their perspective, they are. And, you know, the truth is a fishy thing in a way, and for all of us. You know, some of us remember something, we don't remember something. You have to remember that this is also traumatic. And so if you're remembering something that's been traumatic, you might not have access to everything that happened, but you actually know that kind of something happened to you. So what I've taken out of this is that I think there is a phenomenon going on, and it's real, and it's being actively kept secret by the governments and militaries and intelligence agencies of the world, and also by the ETs themselves. They're not interested in bringing any of this out. Most of the time, when they have contact with people, they erase the memories of that contact, and then they put them back where they found them. And sometimes they don't. It's in another house. It's with different clothes on. It's crazy. But people sometimes aren't even brought back where they were picked up. Or sometimes they're in the same car, but the car is miles away on a different road when they wake up. High strangeness, yes. But basically, that there's a whole aura of secrecy around the topic, and there's no one who really wants to talk about it because it doesn't behoove them, either because if the government's, because maybe they feel impotent, that they don't have a lot of input, or because they just don't want to talk about the kind of technology that they already have, or maybe the kind of relations that they already have.
So maybe your film will help open some eyes. Thanks for talking with me, James.
Thank you so much, Daniel.
I've been speaking with James Carman, whose new documentary, The Hidden Hand, Alien Contact and the Government Cover-Up, is opening on Netflix on May 18th. Go to hiddenhandthemovie.com for more information. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies for CIUT 89.5 FM, and on my website, culturalmining.com.